What about youngsters?
Okay, well, this book is also about a journey, but unfortunately it's not really a journey of choice. It's called The Winter Horses by Philip Kerr, and I would guess that it's for children aged 9 to 12 years, but I think it will also appeal to adults, as it did to me. This time, the journey, the story, is taking place in the Ukraine during World War II, and it's a journey taken by a young girl called Kalinka. Now, Kalinka's family were Jewish and were tragically killed by the Nazis, but Kalinka managed to escape, and displaying tremendous survival instinct, she endures terrible hardship as she goes on the run in what is a very harsh landscape. And as we meet her, as the story begins, she's come across a herd of horses, which are also being pursued by the soldiers. They're a very rare breed, and the Nazis want them destroyed. Now, Kalinka, with the help of an elderly man called Max, manages to save two horses, but the Nazis are soon pursuing them all again. So Max stays behind, hoping to halt the soldiers, while Kalinka flees with the horses and Max's dog. And we then follow Kalinka's relationship with these horses, the wild horses, and the long journey they take together in the hope of finding safety. So it's quite a challenging book, I think. I mean, stories about animals I always find quite moving. And this story talks delightfully, really, about a girl and her love and intuition and empathy for the horses. But the book also brings to the fore the horrors of war in quite a stark way. Yes, nothing's held back, really. And so it's quite a powerful and moving story, but it is simply and beautifully written. You shiver with the cold in the barren, icy landscape of the author's descriptions, but you also feel the warmth and tenderness of the relationships between Kalinka and Max, and also with the animals. So I think it's quite a special book, really. And it's got lots going for it if you're interested in history or animals. Or just a very beautifully told story.
So you need to sell it with tissues, do you?
I think so, yeah.
I'm terrible with animal stories. I'll cry at anything. It's
That's
awful.
Right, yeah. But it's quite cathartic in some ways as well, though, isn't it?
Sounds beautiful, yeah. Yes.
So beautiful book.
So The Winter Horses by Philip Kerr for youngsters of 9 or so upwards.